Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Now a call in on the question, do you wear a burkini? You know, they won't kick you off the beach for it in the United States like they're doing in France. So we'll take your calls on the issue and also ask what other kinds of sports clothing you wear if you want to dress modestly. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Do you wear a burkini? You can call on the issue if you've been following what's going on in France. If you personally wear other kinds of sports clothing for other activities that you may engage in when you want to dress modestly. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. If you don't know, the burkini, which is kind of a nickname for it or product name, is a full-body bathing suit, burqa slash bikini, designed to accommodate Islamic modesty codes. And it's become subject to an international debate as 26 beach towns in France have actually banned women from wearing the garment and in some instances have issued fines. So as summer nears its end, French politicians and citizens are still hashing out the issue. Prime Minister Valls waded into the debate today, backing the beach town's mayors and arguing that women wearing burkinis were testing the resistance of the French Republic. Wow. And the French people are split, leaning in favor of the ban. According to a survey over there, 64% of French people are in favor of the bans, while another 30% are indifferent. Images of police enforcing the law on the beach, having women remove parts of their swimsuits while onlookers watched, angered many who felt that the ban was a threat to personal and religious freedoms, obviously. And now the highest court in France is being asked to take on the case of the burkini ban. Imagine if that ever happened in this country, police coming onto a beach and telling women that they have to be more naked. Well, amidst the social media reaction and the circulation of images of women being forced to leave the beach or remove their swimwear, amidst the conversation of religious freedom versus what some over there see as national security, some actually see it as a threat, as a strengthening of radical Islam just by women doing this, at the same time that they argue that the women who are wearing it are victims of radical Islam. There's Ahida Zanetti, I think I'm saying her name right, the Lebanese-Australian inventor of this kind of a swimsuit, having an editorial in The Guardian this week entitled, "I Created the Burkini to Give Women Freedom, Not to Take It Away." And in her editorial, she explains the origin of the burkini and why she invented it. Here's a little paragraph. She writes, "In 2004, my niece wanted to play netball, but it was a big of a struggle to get her in the team. She was wearing a hijab. My sister had to fight for her daughter to play, had to debate the issue and ask, why is this girl prevented from playing netball because of her modesty? When she was finally allowed to play, we all went to watch her to support her, and what she was wearing was totally inappropriate for a sports uniform, a skivvy, tracksuit pants, and her hijab, totally unsuitable for any type of sport. She looked like a tomato. She was so red and hot. So I went home and went looking for something that might be better for her to wear, sportswear for Muslim girls, and I couldn't find anything." Unquote from Ahida Zanetti's article, the designer of the burkini, and the rest you can figure out. She designed something light in swimwear kind of fabric, people use it also to, I've read, to play basketball and things like that because it's actually comfortable, though full-body sports clothing for the beach and elsewhere. So there you go. Anything you want to say about the burkini issue, and particularly do you wear a burkini? They won't kick you off the beach for it in the United States. And what kinds of other sports clothes do you wear if you want to dress modestly, whether modesty because of your Muslim beliefs or your Jewish beliefs or your Christian beliefs? Any nuns out there? What do you do at the beach? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. We'll take your calls right after this. on WNYC. Do you wear a burkini or other kinds of sports clothes? If you want to dress modestly and still be active out there, let's start with Beth in Manhattan. Beth, you're on WNYC. Thanks for calling.
Hi. I'm an Orthodox Jew, and my family, my girls and I, dress modestly. When I go to the beach, it's a little less obvious than a burkini, but I wear like a swim skirt and a rash guard. When my girls play sports in their schools, they wear very baggy and what I like to call man repeller basketball shorts or sweatpants. And when I first saw that picture of that woman who was on that beach sort of being, well, not sort of, being forced to remove her burkini, it was really chilling, and I felt like I could totally feel what she must have been going through, asking to sort of be stripped down in this state of clothing that was probably very uncomfortable for her and very humiliating.
Yeah. When you say man repellent, does that just mean it's kind of loose, not form-fitting?
Right. I say man repeller because they are very unattractive and henceforth very modest. You know, they wear the men's basketball shorts. And they're very baggy.
May I ask, as an Orthodox woman, do you wear a wig?
I happen to have one. I don't love wearing it because it's a comfort issue, but I'll wear it when I want to be very incognito and I don't want someone to sort of know so much about me. Uh-huh. But I tend to wear a scarf or a baseball cap.
Uh-huh. What do you do when you go to the beach with respect to your head? Or what do Orthodox women who wear wigs very regularly do? Do you know?
Well, I mean, there are all different gradations. My kids go to a camp that is probably a little bit to the right of what I would do at the beach. And a lot of the girls wear kind of the Orthodox version of a swim dress as they walk down to the pool. It's, you know, Lycra, 3/4 length sleeves past their knees.
Mm-hmm.
Other Orthodox Jews will have their girls wear, you know, board shorts and a rash guard. They're all different versions of it, and some look more obvious than others, mm-hmm. but they have special head coverings that are made out of Lycra, which are very similar to, you know, the hijab part of the burkini.
The head covering.
Some women wear caps. You know, there are a million different things to wear.
And as far as you know, the police in France never made an Orthodox Jewish woman take these things off, right?
No, but I was like, wow, I can't even imagine, like, you know, it just seems like such an assault on religious liberty.
It does.
To me. So,
Beth,
you know, at first it's the hijab, and then, you know, they'll be saying you look too modest for the beach.
Mm. Beth, thank you so much for weighing in and sharing your experiences, too. Thank you very, very much. Ismut in Washington Heights. You're on Ismut? Is that right?
Ismut, yeah.
Hi.
Hi. First, I'm so glad that you're actually talking to women who wear this, because I feel like so much of the conversation has, you know, centered around people talking about it, but not actually talking to women who have this experience.
I agree.
And, you know, I'm a Muslim woman, and I've never felt comfortable putting on sort of a typical bathing suit. I mean, it always kind of bummed me out because I wanted to go on vacation to various places. So a couple of years ago, my sister and I planned this big trip to Cabo in Mexico, and we ordered these, I don't know if it was the actual burkini or some, you know, facsimile online, and I wore it everywhere, and I had just an amazing time. I felt so comfortable and so lucky that I could, you know, that I could sort of participate, go to the beach, swim, go snorkeling, do all that good stuff. So I just think it's really sad and sort of ironic that, you know, in the name of, I guess, liberty, in France, they're sort of forcing women to remove whatever clothing they want to wear as if it's some sort of, you know, way of liberating them.
Liberating them, and they're framing that somehow wearing the burkini is a threat to the liberty of everyone else.
Exactly, which is so absurd. My only response to that was, you know what, France is not getting my vacation dollars.
Right. Do you have any particular fabric or design of burkini that you like?
You know, the one that I have, I mean, it's made of the same kind of material that any kind of bathing suit would be made of. So it's, you know, It dries very quickly. And it's just mine is basically like sort of tights on the bottom that, you know, are a little bit above my ankle. And then it's just sort of a swim shirt, I guess, that flares out a little bit at the waist. And again, yeah, like 3/4 sleeves. It has a little cap as well that you can sort of put on your head if you want to sort of totally cover your hair, but you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for describing
it. Isma, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Jane in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jane.
Oh, hello. Hi.
Hi. So what do you wear?
So I'm not a religious person, but I have skin cancer and I also love the beach. So when I go to the beach, I am covered. I wear a swimsuit that I bought from the Cancer Society in New Zealand, where I'm from. And it looks like a 1930s sort of bathing suit. But then on top of that, I have an SPF sweater. I have a hat. I have a sarong around my legs. So I think it's outrageous. I mean, it's not just a question of religious freedom. It's a question of control of men over women.
Yeah.
They have no right to tell us what to wear.
What do you wear on your head? How do you protect your face with respect to skin cancer?
I have a lot of sunblock, you know, embarrassingly white. And I wear a special hat that's an SPF hat. And I sometimes have a hood underneath that as well.
And so you're a secular person, but you have a strong reaction to this because of your own personal needs to dress, quote, modestly.
And I have had situations in the past when I was at a swim club in New Jersey where they refused to allow me to use the swimming pool, like wearing a T-shirt, because I guess I didn't have a rash guard shirt at that time. Or maybe it was before rash guard shirts were invented, I don't know. But
they didn't let you go.
And I think in the New York City swimming pools, you're required to wear a white T-shirt if you're wearing a T-shirt in the water. Uh-huh. I mean, you know, sometimes people want to cover up just because they're obese, you know, or overweight, or they don't feel good about their bodies. You know, people have the right to wear what they want to wear on the beach.
Jane, thank you very much. And Liz in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Liz.
Hi. Like your last caller, I have scars, so I'm self-conscious. So for 10 years, I've worn a high-necked, one-piece bathing suit, and I go to the beach, and I respect the heck out of the young women who are body confident, wear what they want, and I think it's crazy to force women to dress a certain way because you're self-conscious. And that applies here in the West. It applies in the Middle East. It's crazy that we become the locus of so much anxiety about the other or about different cultures or about different religions. I think it's crazy.
It's almost inconceivable from an American sensibility. I would imagine that even, and I don't know, you know, I haven't seen surveys or anything, but even people who are very conservative on these issues of the war on terror, want President Obama to say radical Islam, you know, more, all that stuff, would find it, I think, inconceivable from an American sort of political and cultural sensibility that the police would be going to women on the beach who are dressing, covering their whole bodies because they're Muslim and telling them that they have to be more naked or get off the beach.
It's also absurd because here are women trying to participate in French life in a very secular activity. I mean, when my daughters were on the swim team, we swam against teams where young ladies wore wetsuits because they were Muslim. And that was better. They were participating in an activity. It's so much better than saying, well, now you can't even leave the house because we're going to be so strict about what you can and cannot wear.
Yeah.
Which I think is probably the goal of a lot of these rules. And I like to see people figure out ways where they can still participate in life and see the real world and make their own choices.
That's a great point to add on. Just real quick, do you have any kind of designs that you go for that are, you know, particular to you to cover your scars?
I buy the swimsuits from, you know, it's a company that sells to women who have, you know, breast cancer issues. So, you know, they're high-necked and they are they have places for inserts and things like that.
Right. Liz, thank you very much. And thanks to all of you who called to answer the question, do you wear a burkini? Or what other kinds of sports clothing do you wear if you want to dress modestly? Brian Lehrer on WNYC.